Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Happy Thanksgiving-ish.
Well, I mean it was last week.
The weekend. Yeah. Well.
In the States.
In the States, yes.
Which is very confusing.
I know.
It's like remedial Thanksgiving.
That's true. Yeah, that is what you call remedial Thanksgiving.
It's like a month too late.
Yeah, so, I understand what they're doing. More than that, really.
But
yeah.
It's another excuse to have turkey.
Yeah,
so.
We're up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we make a turkey for Thanksgiving. American Thanksgiving, even though we're not American, just so we can have more turkey.
I do like turkey. Yum, yum, yum.
So in the spirit of the holiday season for our friends in south of the border, this week we are talking about all the Disney things we are thankful for remedial Thanksgiving. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what's your current nerd thing this week?
Well, you were just going through my very large, apparently, collection of Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
Speaking of the holiday season.
Yeah.
So, I've decided that I'm going to wear a different ugly Christmas sweater for every day I go to work in December.
And you know what? You probably still have sweaters left over.
I will probably still have sweaters left over, yes.
I was going to count them. Normally, I have them divided in two different places, and this was the first time they were all in one place, so it was,
Mountain of sweaters.
You know what, though? I support this. I probably got most of them for you, actually.
I'm pretty sure you did. And you have almost as many.
Almost. Not quite. Almost. I could catch up.
Yeah.
And I have also stolen yours on occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have, like, some cool Disney ones that, like, are yours, and I'll just take them. Borrow them. I mean borrow. Not take. That's not very festive.
They don't really fit you very well.
I can wear them as dress.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also, what are you drinking?
Well, you didn't say what your nerd thing is. Oh, you keep forgetting your nerd thing.
I know. I was making cookies today, and I host a cookie exchange, and of course didn't last year, so.
Why, what happened?
So I literally spent all afternoon making cookies to freeze for next weekend.
Ooh, I like cookies.
Yeah, well, I made well over what I needed to, so I did that just so you could have some. The official taste tester.
Yum, yum, yum.
Every time we say cookies, though, our dog is looking at us. Poor Diago.
No, not doggies
those
for
kind
cookies.
Of cookies.
No, okay.
Yeah, so that definitely is, festive and fun and something was going on. And last night we also went to a large Christmas tree lighting, Moonlight Madness thing. And is that nerdy?
It's pretty nerdy.
It's pretty nerdy.
Yeah. It was like a regular Hallmark Christmas movie.
It was. Yeah. Yeah, it's true because we went to a tree lighting and then I baked cookies. That's very Hallmark.
Yeah.
I'm like one row away from getting Hallmark Bingo or something.
Yeah. We didn't have a falling out or kiss right before the credits.
Oh,
but,
that's true. That's true. I don't think the credits have run yet.
Really close.
Really close. Yeah. Well on our way. What are you drinking? Now, let's get back to that.
Okay, back to the drinking. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Very important.
Very, very important. No, I have another local beer called Mountain Juice.
Nice.
It's a type of IPA, and it's delicious.
Yep, from the local Pass Beer brewery here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite one from there?
It's one of them.
Yeah, you have a few.
Yeah.
I'm also drinking something from Pass Beer, except I don't have a growler, I have a can. And this is called It's All the Fuzz. Get it? Instead of buzz. Because it is a peach sour. It's supposed to be like fuzzy peaches.
It tastes like fuzzy peaches.
It tastes like fuzzy peaches. Yeah. I don't really like sours, but I like this one.
It's not very sour.
No, but
it's
just, literally tastes like fuzzy peaches. They came out with it right around Halloween. So I know it's not around Halloween anymore, but I don't care. And that takes us to Hawkeye. We have two episodes of Hawkeye.
We're finally getting new Marvel content.
Yeah,
it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh.
So we had the first two episodes of Hawkeye.
Two episodes.
Crazy. Came out last week. What did you think?
I was
spoiler free.
First of all, spoiler free. But I was surprised that they put out two episodes. I think they're just trying to like rush in there to get it done before Christmas.
Yes, definitely. Well, plot-wise, it makes sense now that each episode is, because I don't think this is a spoiler, but it's counting down to Christmas, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is, and the first episode was amazing, and the second episode was kind of like most of your second episodes, where it's like more exposition and stuff like that, so it was fine, not as fun as the first episode.
Right. It was, I think it's fun, I think it's festive, and I like Hawkeye. There's some cool stuff in the first episode for sure.
Yeah, and we're all waiting for a certain someone to maybe show up. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, I think this is a great tone for this time of year, and it's fun. I like it. At the end of the whole series, we'll like give it a week or two, and then we'll come out and give a rundown of the whole thing. So if you haven't started, you have lots and lots of time. We'll keep it spoiler free until then.
Yeah, because like the holidays and stuff.
But
watch it. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It's what we're interrupting my Hallmark Christmas movie viewing.
At least it's Christmas themed.
At least it is. And that probably takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, few news items. One, we have a new animated feature out in theaters now.
Gasp.
Gasp. Encanto is out. We haven't seen this one yet, but it looks good and fun, and I love Lin-Manuel Miranda and everything he does, so I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it looks good. Mm. Reviews have been overall
fairly positive, so...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think so. The other two news items are other things that came out of the...
D23.
Exactly. So last week we talked about the Magic Band Plus coming to Disneyland. And well, the other two big items both have to do with renovations.
Yeah. And like they had some concept art.
Which is awesome.
And I was actually surprised that they're going like this in detail with like some revamping of random stuff.
Yeah.
The big one, I think, because it's in the park,
is
going to be Toontown,
yes,
which we've talked about.
Oh my goodness,
ad nauseum.
Yes,
as how lame Toontown is.
Yes,
they're trying.
They are trying.
The concept art looks pretty cool. It looks like it's going to be more of a outdoorsy kind of relaxing place.
Yeah, like they're trying to lean into the whole, this is a neighborhood where these characters live. Updating some of the interactive elements, which is great because that was the best part and none of it works or it was all taken out. So they're looking at all of that and just basically making it a place where people can come hang out.
Yeah, and they're going to make a new landmark in the land with the wishing tree.
Yes, that looks cool.
And there's some debate on whether this is going to be a real tree or not, but the concept art has these big roots and stuff, and those are obviously not going to be real roots.
Right.
And I don't think the tree is going to be real either. I think it's going to be like a mini version of your Tree of Life from Animal Kingdom.
I'm getting very mini Tree of Life vibes from the concept art, so that wouldn't surprise me.
But interestingly, both of these concept arts, the other one is in Downtown Disney, they have very prominent green spaces.
Right, which is interesting because in the concept art, it looks like grass, but people are walking on it, so we don't know.
Yeah, there's specifically people drawn on the quote-unquote grass. So we're like, did Disney patent a new type of grass or fake grass or something that they think they can get with these high traffic areas?
Possible.
Because you can't have real grass, not real, normal real grass, with a bunch of people walking on, like the kind of crowds that Disney gets, it would just die.
Of course.
And then you have a dirt pile, and that's
making a specific point to have lots of green space,
so there's something going on there, and I'm very curious to see what that's like.
Yeah, so Toontown, huge sections of Toontown will be closing early next year, actually early 2022. They're getting going
and
on this.
Closing for a year.
Yes, absolutely, which makes sense. I mean, you have work going on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. You're not missing much at Toontown
right
at the moment.
But
anyway,
that's the impetus behind it, is to get it ready for the big
new
attraction.
Well, I'm really happy to hear this. I think they could have leaned into it even harder, you know, go more attractions, but they're doing something. And I said, that's always been the problem with Toontown. It's just been sitting there neglected the whole time.
Yeah. And if it's somewhere for families to relax, well, that's good
I think keep the
running rambunctious kids off and they can crawl around on the tree roots and stuff. That's cool. Yeah.
There were lots of cute images of like having a picnic on that grassy area. And yeah, that seems really cool. So
They're getting rid of all traces of the Jolly Trolley as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the tracks have just been sitting there the whole time. So I did ride the Jolly Trolley way back when. Mm-hmm. You never have.
No.
You saw it sitting there.
Yeah,
vacant.
I saw the tracks. Well, vaguely. I didn't spend a lot of time in Toontown.
Fair.
Yeah, it's too bad, but I kind of understand it. Like having a train just drive through the sidewalk doesn't seem very safe. So it's not really a big surprise that there was a safety issue.
I think they were trying to figure something between the train and a Toontown, but also kind of like Main Street vehicles are.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there aren't tracks for that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised about the Main Street vehicles work with, like...
Well, they're so classic, I guess, is part of it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But, I'm surprised more people aren't run over, honestly.
Well, I don't know. They figure something out. Yeah. But this is cool. I'm very excited to see what happens with it, and I'm really glad it's getting some love, basically.
Right. And so, and then the other thing is they revealed some concept art for Downtown Disney.
Exactly.
Where the old AMC theater, which has been shut down for
yes.
a while.
Yes. So back when they were going to put in that hotel that never happened, they shut down AMC. And Earl of Sandwich, of course, Earl of Sandwich came back, but that whole area, and AMC has now been sitting there empty ever since then, because, of course, the hotel didn't happen. Finally, they're doing something with it, which is awesome. And again, the concept art, lots of green space, and it's going to be basically completely redoing that whole area, and it looks very mid-century, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, They have some definite mid-century vibes. There's some like shade structures that look like kind of guitar picks, and it's very, very 50s, 60s style. The thought may be that it's kind of tie into the new vibe of Tomorrowland.
I hope so,
because of course it's right along the monorail track, and the monorail track ties Downtown Disney to Tomorrowland.
Exactly,
and it could all flow really well, and that would be really cool.
I really hope they do.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're doing Toontown first, because that was in most desperate need of help. But if they can now do something with Tomorrowland, I'm just getting all my wishes, basically.
Yeah, Tomorrowland definitely needs some help, but
at least it has some attractions in there.
We've been banging these drums for a while.
I know. We probably don't need to keep it. But I was really pleasantly surprised to hear these news items. Anyway.
Yeah, it looks cool, and I'm hopeful.
Yeah, me too.
And it is nice to see them spending some money on the park and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So.
And Downtown Disney, obviously, our Downtown Disney, of course, is much smaller and everything like that than what people would be used to in Disney World. Mm. So it's nice to give it some attention. There's not a whole lot of square footage space going on, so to have a huge building sitting there empty that whole time is kind of frustrating.
I will be sad to not experience Earl Sandwich.
Me too.
But
I know, that's like a great place for Downtown Disney, and you know, cost effective and hearty and all those nice things, but yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they'll put in something even better.
Maybe they will, or maybe they'll relocate it somewhere, something. I don't know. So, yeah, there were some other news at a D23, but those were the really big items.
Big ones, yes.
So that probably takes us to our main topic. It's holiday time. So, are you thankful for Disney, Brandon?
I am, yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to chat today about, we're each going to have picked, or are going to pick.
Going to,
going
yeah.
Going to, yeah, me too. Three Disney things that we're thankful for.
Okay.
To help celebrate Thanksgiving holiday season. We're kicking off the holiday season on the podcast. All of the rest of our episodes are very jolly and festive. So.
Very festive. Ho, ho, ho. Well, I'm wearing my Santa hat
You are. It's your Toronto Maple Leaf Santa hat.
Go Leafs, go.
But before we get started, actually, I asked on our Instagram page what other people were thankful for. And I just wanted, since we're each doing three, I have three ones, responses that I wanted to read.
Okay, how about you do an audience suggestion?
Yep.
And then your suggestion.
Oh.
And then mine. And then we can go through it like that.
Yeah, sure. That
alternate that way.
All right. Well, this one came from, well, I'm not going to say which everyone comes from, but this one definitely came from probably our most devout listener, Lindsay.
Oh, yay, Lindsay.
And Lindsay
yay.
Always does so well on trivia. It's, you know, sometimes frustrating. She gets better than I do.
Not
actually frustrating, but, you know, yay.
It's like, aw, Lindsay's so smart.
Yeah. But I really liked her response.
Okay.
She is thankful for Disney, the music that you can sing along to. So you can sing along to. Yeah, and there's some good belting ones. I like that one.
No, that's a good option.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to
not say music.
Not say
yeah.
that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. You go. Yeah? You okay. go first. I'll try, because I'm gonna be scraping the bottom of the barrel by the time we're done here. So
yeah.
I'll try my best.
But I want to be. There are many, many more things than my items that I'm thankful for, especially because I'm gonna do these off the top of my head. But I've decided I'm going to be very specific. I want to have specific Disney things I'm thankful for.
Oh, good for you, because that'll make it easier for me.
Yeah, I thought so. So I thought, for example, you might say like just Star Wars or something like that, but I very specifically am thankful for Princess Leia.
Oh.
Yes. Princess Leia is, well, like, she's quite important to me, and I think she was important to a lot of girls, and I wasn't a huge, like, sci-fi kid growing up or anything like that, but I definitely watched the Star Wars movies, and I probably wouldn't be as nerdy as I am now if I hadn't watched all the Star Wars movies, and I always loved Princess Leia. She kicks serious butt.
Yeah, she was, like, the only girl in the galaxy for a while.
She was.
But she made it cool for girls to be in that world. So,
I almost said I was thankful for scruffy-looking Nerf herders.
I mean,
but I'm thankful for the sass that she had that would call someone.
Exactly. Like, herder. For there being very few females in Star Wars, she was not, like, just hanging on or not
she
just a damsel in distress.
Yeah, she literally gets rescued and is, like, makes fun of them.
She's like, oh my goodness, this is what I have to deal with.
Exactly. So.
And yeah, it works really well. So, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm very specifically thankful for Princess Leia.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, I am not going to be as specific as you.
That's okay.
But for me, I am thankful for Disney owning the world right now, because
fair,
without them just buying up everything, mm-hmm. Star Wars, Marvel, etc., we wouldn't have all this great content
that is an excellent
to talk
point.
About and mm-hmm. watch and just enjoy. So
like, I like that you're like thankful for things that some people criticize them for. You're like,
I mean, there is something to be said for crazy monopolies
but if they're doing well with it, it makes us happy.
But they are doing well with it. Mm-hmm. So, and like, before that, there wasn't going to be any more Star Wars movies.
True.
And before that, Marvel was kind of, like, Marvel properties were kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And not, like, we wouldn't have Infinity War and Endgame
That's
without
true.
Disney. So, like, yeah, I am thankful that they bought all this stuff up and are making this stuff possible, right?
Excellent. I like that. Mm. I'm thankful for that, too. Mm. Okay, our next audience one. This is from an Instagram one, and it says they're thankful for Walt because without him, there would be no Disney.
Mm.
Like, that is an absolute excellent point.
And I will say Walt and also Roy, because
Roy does not get the credit he deserves.
He doesn't. But just speaking as the accountant money guy, you need that too.
You know who else? Lillian.
Yeah.
Because none of it would have happened without Lillian.
That's a really good point as well.
And she doesn't get any credit.
No, she doesn't. She gets a train car.
Yeah.
That's what she gets. You know, whatever.
But yes, Roy. In fact, I really love that the Roy statue at Disney World. I like that they did that, because Roy should get more credit.
He should.
Now they need a Lillian statue.
Because you need that balance.
You really do.
You can't have wild and crazy all the time, because Walt would have been bankrupt 7 times over
it's
without
true.
Roy.
And he never
right?
would have been able to do any of the things had he hit that wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, without Roy.
You need to be a little crazy, but you can't be full crazy.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
That's why they worked so well together.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
But I like that response. Mm-hmm. Okay. My next one, and can I just say, now that I'm thinking about it, it's really hard to narrow it down to 3, because I want to mention so many things.
Oh, well, then you have no problem.
I'm thankful for WandaVision.
No.
Yeah. Specifically WandaVision. I was going to say, like, I wanted to pick Star Wars and then Marvel, you know, like, the two big things they own. But specifically WandaVision. It's in my top 3 favorite shows of all time. It might be up there with tied for number 1. And I adore Wanda Maximoff, and I like seeing her get her due, and I enjoy really crazy creative stuff. So I'm going WandaVision.
Nice.
And I wanted to pick something more recent. My last one was
just
older.
Just having Marvel content, easy access on Disney
exactly.
Plus is really great. And yeah, you really connected with WandaVision.
I really did. Like, mm-hmm. really did. I was thinking about it.
Like,
that, like, you know, like, it's getting to be close to December, and you, like, start thinking back about, like, oh, highs and lows this year. We should probably do an episode about that, hey?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's already written down in the plan.
Oh.
But I was thinking about WandaVision, and I think of all the awesome Marvel, I really wanted to make a special point of that one.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Well, it was our first Marvel show on Disney Plus, and it kind of blew our minds.
Yeah,
so.
It really, really did.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's going from super old to, well, not super old, but quite old to very recent. What about you?
Okay. Well, I'm thankful for churros.
That's a good one.
Well, maybe not just specifically churros, but like, we talk a lot about the snacks and foods you can get at Disneyland, and that's really fun
that you can
do that. There's so much variety, and yeah, the churros are an old standby.
I like
it's almost like a meme in our family.
It's true. That's pretty specific.
It is pretty specific. I like that. But yeah, snacks in general, but churros.
Churros.
I could really go for a churro
right now. So bad. Oh, I want a churro. I want one of the festive specialty churros.
Specialty churro, and also a turkey leg. Yes, that would be very Thanksgiving.
It would be very Thanksgiving. It'd be very seasonally.
You know, I've never had a turkey leg.
You know what?
At Disneyland.
I don't think I have. You know, I've never had at Disneyland one of the giant dill pickles. How have I never had a giant dill pickle?
That is kind of an oversight,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I will sit and eat an entire jar of dill pickles.
What about one of the giant sundaes that they have? Because that's a big thing these days.
I didn't have the kitchen sink one, but I have definitely had big sundaes at Disney.
One of these days, we're going to get there.
And we're just going to, like, crazy.
We're going to go crazy.
Are we, like, not going to eat meals, just, like, go from one snack to another?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Silly me. Pretzels kind of count as meals.
No.
Okay. Well, they do now.
You want grilled cheese or something?
I want grilled cheese, and I want to do Blue Bayou.
Yes, Blue Bayou, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that you went churros.
Yeah churros.
Churros. Well, here's our last audience one that I'm going to mention. This is from our friends at Disney Assembled. Yes, and they said, I want to end with this one because the Disney thing they're most thankful for is the friends we've met doing our podcast. I like that one.
That's adorbs.
Straight up, it's totes adorbs.
Yeah.
Mimi's a teenager. Mimi, do they still say that?
No, probably not. I would guess not. If I know it, they probably don't say it anymore.
I actually, I'm pretty embarrassed because I hang out with teenagers all day at work. I tend to be pretty good with the like slang and everything.
Yeah.
I had to Google something the other day. One of the kids said that we were doing Romeo and Juliet, and they're like, Romeo's a total pick me. And I was like, So I definitely like went and Googled it. And then I was telling my this other group of students how I Googled it, and they're like, "Oh no, he totally is." I'm like, "You're not helping me figure out what this means."
Okay, what?
So basically, it's for a guy, and it would be someone who's like downplays, like, "I feel really bad about myself, so you should pick me."
Oh, okay.
And they were like, "Yeah, Romeo is a total but pick me." I'm like, "You're not helping me understand what this means."
I kind of get that. Like that is a. That is a kind of a character trait these days.
It is. And apparently, one of the boys in grade 10 explained to me, like, you know the emoji when they have big eyes and it's like the fingers are pointing together?
Yeah.
They're like, it's kind of like the male embodiment of that emoji.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. But I've never had to Google slang before. Yeah. So apparently it's, someone who seeks validation usually from the other gender.
Right.
Yes. But so a female would be like, I'm not like other girls. And a boy would be like, look at me, I'm super sensitive and you should feel bad for me.
Okay. Well, Romeo's a loser. So.
Romeo, yes. But I had to Google something. So I was like really annoyed at myself. So that tells me that straight up totes adorbs is probably
we're old. We're just really old. It's fine. It's fine. I've come to accept this. And I'm at peace.
You're at peace with being really old. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay, so that was our last audience one, so I guess that means it's my turn now, right?
Okay.
Okay.
You gotta make it good.
I know.
This is your last one. You gotta make it good.
There's like so much
pressure.
There's so much pressure.
No pressure.
So much pressure. So I was really torn on this because for me, the like we had the Disney Renaissance. How could I not be thankful for the Disney Renaissance? And then we had like super classic movies and how could I not be thankful for them? But I actually decided to go with something parks related.
Okay.
I'm specifically thankful for Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay. So there's two reasons. The first is probably my strongest memory from going when I was 6 years old. which was the first time I went to Disneyland, I was absolutely, I know I've said this before, but you know, it was a long time ago, so I'm gonna say it again.
Cool.
I was absolutely terrified of the idea that my parents were going to get, make me go on Splash Mountain, because I was scared of everything, and I thought they were going to be like, be brave, you can do it.
You can.
Yes, yeah. I can. It's actually now, like, one of my favorite attractions right now, and I love Splash Mountain. I want to go all the time. But they didn't, and I remember when we were in line to go on Pirates of the Caribbean, I was like, it's a water ride, it must be Splash Mountain. But, and I was kind of scared, you know, like, doing the drops in the dark. I'm a wuss, but I was also six, and whatever, so don't make fun of me.
I will continue to make fun of you. Fair. Okay. Yeah.
But I absolutely loved it. And then when we went the next time, I was 12, and my grandparents were along, and one of the strongest memories from that trip is my grandma squealing, giggling, going down the hills on Pirates of the Caribbean. And then, you know, I went a couple of times, and then when you and I went to Disneyland for the first time, one of my favorite memories was on Pirates of the Caribbean. We got the last ride of the night.
We did. On Pirates. The last boat.
Yeah, last boat. Last row, last boat. It was one of those situations where they were closing it, saw us coming, opened the rope, let us on.
Yeah, yep. beckoned. We were just, yeah, we had just gotten off Haunted Mansion or
and we figured and that, like, was the that last was, one, yeah, but yeah. Yeah, they still, they lucked out, and we lucked out, and because of the kindness of a cast member,
yeah,
we got
exactly,
to go, and
yeah,
that was our last attraction that we got to go together on that, on our day in Disneyland, and so that one really stands out. So for me, Pirates really embodies all of the things I love about Disneyland and some of my most favorite memories of being in Disneyland. So specifically, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, and that first movie with Johnny Depp is
so good.
Also
so good.
Very, very good.
So, so good.
Like, it should not have been good, but it was very good.
Yes, it really was. Like, everything about it was awesome.
You can say what you will about the sequels and the problems there.
I still,
but,
like them, but whatever.
The first one is
unequivocally good.
Is pretty close to a perfect movie.
Yep,
so.
I completely agree. I challenge you to watch that movie and not like it. You can say you don't like it, but you do.
Yeah, the score that, oh, it's so good.
It's one of my favorite like options for figure skating.
Yes,
score, actually.
Yeah, they use it
all
in figure
time.
Skating all the time.
Especially men's singles.
It's, but it's really good.
It's so good. Everything about that movie is amazing.
It's like one of the better recent scores. The Avengers is also up there.
Yes,
I really like that leitmotif
so
as well.
So good. So good. Yeah.
Which they had a nice spin on in Hawkeye.
They did.
Speaking of.
They did. Ooh. And they updated the Marvel, like, logo opening.
Yes, yep, they did, yep.
So, and that's the first time that's happened
for
a
while. Yeah.
So, that's, I think it's the first time it's happened in Phase 4.
Mm.
So, that was kind of cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What's your last
oh,
one?
Oh, boy.
And boy, was it hard to only come up with three now.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
This is
no
difficult.
Pressure. You are now representing the very last item.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else.
Oh, my goodness.
Because there's no, like, maybe Chris will say it after, or maybe an audience will say it.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
Okay. I'm going to go a little broad again.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, like, capture a whole bunch of stuff in one fell swoop. Since there's nothing, I'm not stealing anything from anybody anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, yeah. I'm going to say I'm thankful for hand-drawn animation.
That is very broad.
It is very broad.
That's cool, though.
But that kind of captures, like, the first, what, 60 years of the Walt Disney Company.
Yep.
Their bread and butter was the hand-drawn animation.
Yep.
Snow White coming out as the first hand-drawn feature film.
It's crazy.
Kind of made them as a company. And the whole renaissance with your Aladdin your Beauty and the Beast and stuff. It's just gorgeous to watch.
It really is.
And I'm sad that that's not really a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, computer animation is easier to do, and it does look very good, but
yeah,
I like that old style.
I do too, and you can see, like,
yeah,
you can
tell,
see,
yeah,
like, it's,
they might do some shorts here and there.
I think so.
Like, Paper Man had some hand-drawn stuff
true.
In there, and I love that stuff. But yeah, hand-drawn animation,
That's an interesting choice. I like it. I like that we were so broad. Like, we really hit all the bases, like, not all the bases, so many bases. But there are so many more we could have done.
Oh, well, yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, well, Winnie the Pooh is often hand-drawn animation
as
well.
It's true. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Day.
You're getting all of
it. Oh, yeah.
There. Well, I almost said Beauty and... I was thankful for Beauty and the Beast, so you got it. You got it with a hand-drawn
animation. I got it, yeah.
Animation.
That's right.
Thank you.
There you go. All the stuff.
And we got music. Oh, man. Just Disney's awesome. We're thankful
there
for
is,
Disney.
There are some really great Disney tunes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I almost picked one of the songs, and then I read Lindsay's thing, and I said, oh, it's okay. She can talk about the music there.
Yeah, the music. And, like, since it's on Disney Plus, Hamilton's in that umbrella as well.
That's true. Oh, yeah. So, now, just we're thankful for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for you wanting to do a Disney podcast with me.
Oh.
Disney and Travel podcast with me. Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you to let me do it.
Hockey's back on. I was surprised you still were willing.
Hockey is back on. Yeah. But this is once a week. I can fit it in between hockey games.
Yeah,
that's fine.
All good.
Yeah, that's
fine. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I'm really thankful for next episode.
Oh, boy. Wait, what? What's going on? What's next episode? Okay, so okay. Are we all thanked up?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we could just keep going on, but
well,
I think
we probably
I think that's a good number.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what else we're thankful for? Our listeners.
Oh, of course.
Why didn't we say that? What the heck?
I mean, I think that goes without saying, but
we should say it.
Yes.
We should say it, yes. So thank you for our listeners, and thank you for anyone who leaves reviews.
Oh, especially thankful to them.
Yes.
Here, let's cheers
for
that.
Oh, okay, hold on. Clink.
Clink.
That sounded terrible. I'm in a can and you have a glass.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, anyway. Speaking of reviews, this is your very, very last chance if you want a Christmas card.
Yeah, they're coming on Monday.
Yeah. I have a couple days to fill them in and then get them in the mail.
And we're
going to
sign them. And
sign them all and get them going. So if you want a Christmas card, please, please, please let us know your mailing address or email address. And of course, if you haven't left a review yet, please do. That would be very appreciated. That's what we're thankful for.
Thumbs up.
Okay, so last week we did some trivia because we were talking MCU. You did annoyingly well.
Yeah, well, probably not as well as I should have, but...
Well, I asked you 3 questions. You got 2.5 right.
2.5?
Okay, so my first question I asked you was, Black Widow is set as a prequel film in the MCU, and what were the other 2 prequel films? This is what you said.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But it definitely Captain Marvel.
Okay.
So I get a half point for that one.
Okay. Here was your half. Yes, Captain Marvel is a prequel film.
Yeah.
And also... Stop glaring.
Oh,
Captain America.
We talked about this.
Is listed as a prequel film.
It's his first appearance. How can it be a prequel? That's
because it's prequel of the Avengers and prequel of the Star. No, no, it's a prequel film.
The Avengers
so
is a sequel
that was
to Captain America.
No,
it's not
that
a prequel.
Was your half.
It didn't.
I'm not giving it to you.
I disagree.
You can disagree.
I disagree.
All you want. It's not true. Okay. A character in Shang-Chi has been referred to as the new baby Groot. What was the character? This was a total gimme.
Yeah, it's not
it was
even,
an annoyingly
even,
bad question.
It was. It was a terrible question.
This is what you said.
Oh, it's Morris.
Shockingly, you got it right.
Yeah.
Because it was an annoyingly bad question.
It was.
You know what I meant to ask you? Do you know the Shakespearean play that saved, that he was doing when the...
Oh. What was he? What one was he doing? It was one of the histories, wasn't it? It was like...
Well, he actually mentions both. When they first come upon him, he's quoting... Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
He's quoting Macbeth.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But then he says later that that's a favorite, but the thing that kept him around was one of the histories. I believe
like Richard
it was
III?
Henry.
Oh, no, Henry?
Yeah, Henry
I thought it was Richard III.
Fourth,
I don't know.
But I don't remember that part. But when they come upon him, he's talking... he's quoting Macbeth. Mm. The scene with the porter... Answering the gates of hell. I can also do
Go Trevor.
Heart, but I am not as cool as Trevor is. And, okay, and then the last question. The Eternals is the first MCU film to receive an 18+ rating in Russia. Why? This is what you said.
Because of the non-heterosexual kiss.
I thought this was incredibly interesting. I thought this was the one that was going to stump you. I don't know why I thought that, because you're 100% correct.
Isn't that crazy? It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
More
that I just didn't think you'd think of it, because...
No,
I
did hear about some controversy, and sometimes in the past, Disney's actually cut stuff like this out so that it can be released in different
regions. You know what
regions.
I'm thankful for? That they didn't.
Yeah. And... Angelina Jolie was very proud that they hadn't as well.
Me too.
And yeah, it's
good.
It is important, and it's really sad that there's places that can't handle that sort of thing.
Well, you know what? I think by cutting that kind of stuff out, it
validates
a little bit. Exactly. But, so, like, yeah.
Money is more important than being inclusive. Yeah,
completely agree that it is sad that those things exist. I was very pleasantly surprised to just, like, it's just whatever. It's just a couple. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. It's just a couple.
So
it's fine.
Yeah. So good on Disney for not changing that. So instead of trivia today, I have a BuzzFeed quiz for you, which is one of my favorite things to get you to do.
They're fun.
They're super fun.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is ridiculous.
Okay.
This is make a Thanksgiving dinner, and we will reveal which Disney, Pixar, and Harry Potter combo you are.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, that's just the quiz. But two of them are Disney, so... So I was like, whatever.
Wingardium Turquiosa?
Yeah. If that wasn't a Harry Potter thing, that would be the title of this episode. But people would assume we were talking Harry Potter the whole time.
No,
we're not. We are not. All right. First of all, pick a main meat. Are you having chicken, turkey, beef, pork, salmon, or something different? Or are you a vegetarian or vegan?
No, not those last ones. It's turkey.
Yeah.
Pork would be second. Like a nice ham. I would be fine. If I didn't have turkey, I would have ham.
Yes, we usually have ham around Easter.
Mm.
Yeah. And beef, I mean, I know a lot of people do that, but my dad's a beef farmer, so we eat beef a lot.
Yeah, we have beef a lot. There's special occasions, it's
a turkey.
Turkey or ham. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. How do you like your cranberry sauce? Canned, freshly made, can I have them both? I hate cranberry sauce. Depends on my mood, or sauce is sauce, whatever.
You know what I'm saying.
Brandon hates cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce is awful. I like cranberries, but I don't want it. I don't want cranberry jam on my turkey.
That's because you're a crazy person. Cranberry jam is delicious.
No, it's no.
I would answer, can I have them both?
No.
I will literally eat the entire thing of cranberries just myself.
Cranberry sauce is delicious. I am not thankful for cranberry sauce.
I am so thankful. I'm thankful you don't like cranberry sauce because it means more for me.
Well, there you go. It works out well because it's gross.
Pick a side. Mac and cheese, that is such an American thing. We don't do
that. Yeah,
mac and
it is. I've seen this debate this year. Yeah, it's big this year. Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, mac and cheese, stuffing, mashed potatoes, stuffed mushrooms, green bean casserole. Oh, that's one of my favorites. Rolls.
Okay, so this is clearly between mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Oh, I completely agree, even though green bean casserole would be high up there for me, but not for you, I know.
Man. And, like, that's like a Sophie's Choice situation. Like, it might be harder.
I did.
mashed potatoes.
That would be my choice,
but
too.
Stuffing's
right up there.
Right up there.
I think for me it goes... stuffing then green bean casserole.
No.
No, mashed potatoes then green bean casserole then stuffing. Although it depends on the green bean casserole. My mom makes an excellent one.
Also depends on the stuffing.
Very true.
If it's like jam full of mushrooms or something, then nah. Like I don't care for mushrooms. They can be in things and it's okay, but like if it's
more mushrooms than bread.
Yeah.
Right, I see what you're saying. What is your favorite pie?
Yes.
No.
Not pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie?
No, not pumpkin.
Sweet potato pie?
No.
Pecan pie?
Mmm.
Apple pie? Pot pie? Or blackberry pie?
Well, they don't have my favorite pie on here.
I know they don't. A Saskatoon berry pie is a very... and strawberry rhubarb pie. Those are very Canadian things.
Blueberry.
Well, I guess blackberry would be the closest.
Blackberry probably would be the closest. But it's probably that. Like, I like a fruit pie.
Mm-hmm.
A pecan pie is really good as well.
Mm-hmm. My apple pie
but,
you really like.
Yeah, strawberry rhubarb is my favorite. And really, really close is blueberry.
Yeah. I think it's more Canadian.
But blackberry is in the same vein.
Yeah, it's the same. Okay, so you're saying blackberry. Finally, what are you drinking? Red wine, tea, mulled wine, a holiday cocktail, soda, or just water?
Well, beer is not on there, so it's going to be red wine. I think red wine goes actually really well with turkey. It's not like if you asked a sommelier, they would not say red wine to go with a white meat.
Like a turkey.
But
a turkey dinner is such a heavy meal that like, I think you get away with it because of all the stuffing and the gravy.
I don't care what the experts say. I think red wine goes well with a turkey dinner.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You are Ron, Elastigirl, and Mulan.
Interesting.
You're loyal and trustworthy friend like Ron.
I would be Ron if I was a Harry Potter
Ron
character.
Ron is my favorite.
I think so.
Well, no, Hermione's my favorite, then Ron. Ambitious like Elastigirl.
I am not ambitious.
And a hard worker like Mulan.
Maybe they think I have a badonkadonk like Elastigirl.
Maybe that's what it is. And a hard worker like Mulan.
This is not
not
true.
Accurate.
This is not true at all.
BuzzFeed, you let Brandon down.
I no. Yeah, the ambitious, hard work. Like, no, sorry.
You're loyal. Got the wrong part.
Yeah, I could be loyal.
So you got Ron and the rest are wrong. Hey, Brandon, what do you call a fish with no eye?
Okay, yeah, good job. Yep, we all watch Ghostbusters, it's okay. Okay. I've heard that joke before as well.
Me too, it's always been one of my favorites. Yeah. It just has rekindled that because of Ghostbusters. Well, I'm sorry BuzzFeed was incorrect for your...
Yeah, no, that was... That may be the most inaccurate BuzzFeed quiz yet. But, yeah, I guess, do you have anything else you want to say, turkey-wise?
No, I'm thankful for turkey and Thanksgiving and celebrating remedial Thanksgiving as well.
I'm kind of hungry now.
Well, we're having turkey dinner, so...
Yes!
Tomorrow.
Oh. That's like a long ways away now.
Oh, muffin.
I have to go to sleep and
wake
up.
Yeah, it's
the
whole thing.
Oh. Much worse. See, like, I'm not a hard worker. I can't even...
Or ambitious.
No!
If you're ambitious, you'd make the turkey dinner yourself.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Where does red cabbage fit on your stuff on your sides? Ooh. After stuffing?
Yeah, it would be after stuffing, but it is also like imperative for me now these days. This is a late comer for the sides.
This is like, this is a recent one we've added, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My grandma made red cabbage with her turkey all the time. Just like cabbage rolls, your grandma always made with turkey.
Yeah.
So now we have cabbage rolls and red cabbage with turkey.
Extra good for the old digestive system. Lots of cabbage.
Yeah, so I was thinking you could do that because you're ambitious and a hard worker, BuzzFeed
maybe,
told me to.
Yeah, maybe just like pack along a gas mask for your for your Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know. Just might be a good idea.
Pleasant.
Very pleasant. Okay. Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm thankful for Disney and remedial Thanksgiving and podcasting.
Gobble, gobble.
Mm-hmm. And the festive season.
Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for the awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. You can also find a link to our social media accounts. DisneyA on Facebook, Twitter at DisneyA Podcast. And you can find Disney A episodes on all your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And our YouTube channel, Adventures A.
Don't forget Instagram.
Well, Instagram is very important, but that's your department.
Oh,
so
that's what I have to say.
You have to say
DisneyA.podcast. And I'm fairly active on there, actually.
Yeah, you do a very good job on there. Yeah. I just kind of post our new episodes on Twitter, and that's about it.
That's cool.
Because I'm busy looking at, like, Spider-Man news.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's Andrew? Where's Toby? I don't know.
Have you gone frame by frame?
I have, especially in the Brazil trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've discovered that it's actually...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've sent you this meme.
I'm concerned now.
But you don't need the multiverse as long as you have family. And it's Vin Diesel leaping from his car and punching Lizard.
I like that one.
it's really good.
It's family.
Yeah, it's family. Family.
Did I tell you? I know I've told you. I'm not sure if I told the podcast. I have one of my classes has had a rule for the last 3 years where we don't discuss Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they're in grade 12.
Very disruptive.
It's very disruptive. Like, it's in their class outline. It's in the rules with, like, all the serious rules. It's like, no discussion of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
There was an incident where...
Kind of got off the rails.
Oh my god, a little heated. Well, I came into the classroom the other day, and they were all like chatting. As soon as I came in, it got really, really quiet. And now, normally, when that happens in grade 12, they're talking about something very inappropriate. So I was like, "What's up,
Spider-Man?" It's inappropriate.
It is. And they're like, So then they fessed up that, but the thing they were talking about that was so inappropriate was definitely the Spider-Man trailer.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We're very excited for that.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah, you got to stick around for our outros. We just kind of like randomly talk and stuff. So that's cool.
Sorry.
But if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much.
We are thankful for you.
We are thankful. If you haven't yet, please do so. Mm-hmm. It helps others find us and is just really awesome.
Yeah, especially on Apple Podcasts. We have, like, our numbers are growing for listeners, which is awesome. Like, we're like, hey, welcome. But we would like to see some more reviews.
Yeah, it helps fill out that algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Silly algorithms.
Silly algorithm.
And if you know someone else who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A to them as well. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic the Mouse Radios most weeks. Not this week.
No, but next week we're back.
Next week we're back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a two-week holiday.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah, Mills visiting his son over the holiday. Yeah,
so they were just playing some tunes and stuff. Couldn't upload new podcasts or anything like that.
But apparently they have the new Christmas albums are ready to go. Ooh. All the Christmassy theme park music and whatnot. So including, I believe, the parade. Christmas Ooh. Parade music. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
Probably like Santa.
Santa, I know him. You were going to say the same thing, right?
Yeah, I was. But normally you can hear us on Magic the Mouse Radios Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen to Magic the Mouse Radio all the time,
mm-hmm.
even this week,
mm-hmm.
on most radio station apps. Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Next week... Ooh, that's ominous. We're going to be extra jolly
yeah.
because it will be a blind date with Disney. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even better.
Yeah.
Well, how could it be better than that? It's going to be... Wait, what? It's going to be Brandon's first blind date. No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited.
So what's going on here?
I'm so excited.
What's going on here?
I wrote it out and you were saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Blind date with Disney. I'm going to pick something festive. So anyone listening, if you have a contender that you think Brandon just needs to watch, please remember he made me watch Can of Worms at Halloween.
That was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely put something up on Instagram and you can message me or DM me and Brandon won't see it because he doesn't go on Instagram.
I do not, no. It's because I'm old.
Yep. Yeah, he's old. So if you have a suggestion that you want to subject Brandon to for his first blind, this is his first blind date with Disney people.
Yeah, you only have one first blind date.
It's true. Definitely message me and I will be making my decision later this week.
I want to swipe right. Not left.
Which is the bad one?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never used Tinder before.
Because we're old.
Because we're old. Yeah. It did not exist back in the day. I don't know. I think right is good and left is bad.
Okay.
I think.
So wait, which one do you want to swipe?
I want to swipe right. I want to like it.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't think I'm going to, but, you know, whatever.
I'm super jolly about this.
I am going to need a lot more wine. Red wine is what I think I picked. Yeah.
Yeah, that is what you picked in the feed.
But, yeah, so I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Till that next adventure.
Oh, good.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Thank you so much.
We are thankful for you.
We are thankful.